Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Yeah, it's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brian and Crouppen Studios.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 6 o'clock on the dot. It's a high of 29. It's better than yesterday. It's currently 17. Clear skies, but it feels like it's 9 at Swope Park.
Hi, D!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Chocolate Cake Day?
Ooh, sign me up for that. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't like chocolate cake. I do, though.
Yeah. It reminds me of Matilda. Remember that scene?
No, actually, I never seen it.
Oh,
sorry,
Lord.
My bad.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
Yeah, I was probably grown when it came out. Stacey Shaw, she might have seen it. She got that legal advice coming for you at 7:50.
And, of course, TMG goes down at your 23s. Ice-T reveals the secret behind his successful 25-year marriage. And Kanye West issued a formal apology to both the Black and Jewish communities.
Motivation coming up in 10 minutes. D, give me some street tacos, flour tortillas. Steak me, please. Pause. Because it is Taco Tuesday!
Today is Taco Tuesday!
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Keep your thoughts clear. Don't let them be hijacked by the behavior of others. By all means, pay attention to what people do, consider their actions, and respond appropriately when necessary. Yet seek to be intentional rather than reactionary. Many times, the point of someone else's outrageous behavior is to provoke a specific reaction from you. Refuse to cede control of your thoughts to such a ploy. Outrage in return for outrage won't get good results. Instead, utilize the power of your mind in a calm, purposeful state. Give yourself time to formulate and follow through with a positive, effective response that will accomplish much more than an immediate, impulsive reaction. Take a beat, establish some perspective, get clear on exactly what you wish to accomplish and why. That's what will enable your most powerful response. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:25, high of 29, and it is currently 15 with clear skies and independence. Actor-producer Christian Keys has been hit with a cease and desist after making claims about his former All the Queen's Men castmate, Skye Black. Now, if you recall, while he was explaining the reasons for being fed up with the show and some other things, he also accused Skye of coming to work under the influence.
You're not going to see Amp anymore after season 5. We're not even going to mention the name in the script. Probably won't even show, just to be disrespectful, probably ain't even going to show the funeral. Because if you laugh in my face about how high you are on my show and you're disrespectful and unprofessional, you're gone. So, yeah, travel safe.
Now, for clarity, Christian Keys is, this is his show. I think he might have made a couple appearances on the show with Eva Marcille and a few other people that you might recall. It's on BET Plus. But, yeah, Skye Black sent that cease and desist after he made those comments about him. People are like, is it fair or no? Should he have mentioned what happened at the workplace? Was it taking it too far? Who knows? Other news, after Sunday's AFC Championship game, Cardi B is celebrating with her boyfriend Stephon Diggs and the New England Patriots as they head to Super Bowl 60.
I'm feeling very excited, very happy for him, very proud of him. You know, he just came back from my ACL, and me seeing the progress and the process of him going through there from the first time he started running back and now joining the Patriots and then actually going to the Super Bowl, I'm just very excited for him, very excited for the whole team.
Oh, she was trained properly.
Yeah, no, that's what I said. She's been getting some media training. Ow. Pronunciations was hitting everything. Okay, yeah. She was on her P's and her Q's.
She wasn't loud. You know, she was very calm. And
ow.
Okay. Her being loud would have been cool because you're on the field. So that would have been okay. But is this the new Travis and T-Swift?
Ow.
What version is this?
Oh, God. This is the... I don't want to put nothing on this.
You
want to
refrain. I get that, yeah.
Yeah, because it's so much. Because Stephon Diggs, he had the pink stuff and the stuff on the boat.
Oh, I forgot that, yeah. And then, of course, he has the current strangulation. Yeah.
And then Twitter street allegations. And
yeah.
So, yeah, I'm happy for them.
Maybe it's just the scandal version of Travis and Taylor if they didn't make people sign NDAs. Maybe that's what that is.
The baddies version?
That's what it's giving. Somebody need to give them both the baddie chain.
This is Taylor Cherry, and I wake up with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
The Parade Park Homes developers say demolition is about a week away, but neighbors say that they remain concerned as fires has been an ongoing problem. Mm-hmm. We talked about it numerous amount of times with Mayor Lucas over the past several months. You know, we've been waiting for demolition since October, D. Oof. That's when city leaders and developers, 12th Street Heritage and Flattery and Collins, they all broke ground on $300 million redevelopment project. Demolition of Parade Park Homes was originally scheduled for December of 25. Mm-hmm. Because developers received $9 million in public funds, the timeline was moved to the end of January. And the Kansas City Fire Department say they responded to 9 fires. 9.
Wow.
At the abandoned development since Thanksgiving. So that's what, 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
2-3 months? 9 fires? Yeah, this something has to happen immediately mm-hmm. before something worse transpires.
So. Yeah, absolutely.
It's your boy, comedian Bruce. And every morning, you listening to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
We all get upset sometimes mm-hmm. on the road, man. People be making us mad, especially if you're driving. Somebody get in front of you and they go slow.
Yeah.
No, you couldn't have just waited.
It's nothing worse when somebody cuts you off to go slow.
To go slow, exactly.
Why are you braking?
Well, a suspect was taken in for questioning yesterday after their alleged role in firing shots at a Parkville snowplow driver. A police spokesperson said the incident took place around 9 a.m. yesterday in the Thousand Oaks subdivision. The driver of a black SUV fired shots toward the snowplow driver. The driver was not struck, thank God. Police say the driver of the SUV was later located and taken into custody in Kansas City, Missouri. The driver allegedly admitted to firing the weapon during the incident, and this case is being presented to the Platte County Prosecutor's Office for consideration of charges. Y'all,
you're cooked.
Snowplow, they trying to get the snow out of the way. Why are you?
That's insane. Rush?
It sounds okay. Alleged. It sounds like this person was in a rush mm-hmm. or behind the snowplow drop. Like, come on, y'all. We can't have enough common courtesy to just let them do their job. They're trying to protect you and I.
That's insane. I had to read this story twice because I didn't believe it the first time I read it. I said, no, ain't no way. Because to me, it's not even just the fact. I mean, of course, it's a snowplow driver, so that's already ridiculous, but it was -2 outside, but it felt like -16.
No, it didn't. It didn't matter. That don't matter at all.
It's freezing outside, and you felt the need to clutch your fire. Like, what's going on? Yeah, that's okay.
Y'all keep y'all cool on these roads, man. First off, you don't know who you running into. You don't know what type of day they done had.
Right.
Like, it's...
You don't know what's going through people's minds.
It's not going to turn out well for nobody. Mm-hmm. You getting up out of your car trying to do anything, trying to reprimand somebody, trying
or
to...
Or people that follow people, too, because we've heard that plenty of times, too. Follow me. I'm taking you straight to the precinct. We going, look, I'm going to tell him right there. Hey, that's him right there. Arrest him.
You and Stacey Shaw?
Yep.
Stop talking so much to the police.
Wait, let's send some love around the town real
quick. Stop talking so much.
Hey, this is Lauren Scott from 38th The Spot, and I'm up hustling, shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Love for all of y'all tapping in and making us a part of your daily morning routine. We love and appreciate you so much because we know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, especially our cousins that are tapped in with us on the Facebook stream right now. We are live on the Hot 103 Jam stream. If you want to see what's actually going on in studio, please feel free to do so.
I got a face for radio.
Here he go. Shout out to Stephon Smith. He turned 18 the other day and graduated from Shawnee Mission North High. And we'll start attending college very soon. So big shout out to our cousin. And then big love to Gregory Morgan and the entire MoDOT Highway Response Team. Y'all are appreciated. Be careful out there. That was sent over from Aaron Nay. Shout out to Zane, Sanaya. Have a good day and stay warm. Big love to Rich Harris. He's driving that trash truck, getting stuff taken care of. We appreciate you.
Yes,
stay
sir.
Warm, too. Brandon Blake on the Twitter side. Shout out to Leslie, Carmen Nard, Stacey Davis. And, you know, of course, big shout out to all the cousins that always tapped in. And shout out to Bay. Tapped in, listening in.
Oh, look at you.
Don't do too much. Hey. See, I can't even just be cool with you because you just, yeah.
Hey.
You are.
Ow.
Don't okay. Nothing slide past you.
It don't, man. It don't. I, you know. Mm.
All right. So quick school closures, if you didn't know. Kip, Genesis, Hogan Prep, De La Salle, all closed. Virtual learning days for KCPS, Raymore, UA, Center, Hickman Mills, Crystal Ray, and Grandview.
All right, D, with the I should have had some breaking news sounders or something right there, boy. Look at you. You on it.
You just got to make sure, because I know when I was a kid, I was watching that TV screen just waiting to see my school. So when the parents hear that, baby, I'm hopping right back in that bed.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:25 on your time. It's a high of 29, and currently it is 13 with clear skies at Park College. Singer Ray J is thanking his fans for prayers following being hospitalized in Vegas.
I want to thank everybody for praying for me. I was in the hospital. My heart's only beating like 25%, but as long as I stay focused and stay on the right path, then everything will be all right. So thank you for all your prayers.
All right, Ray
definitely,
J.
Definitely praying for him.
You ain't Brandy's little brother no more. You a grown man.
Been that.
He's what, late 40s? Mid to late 40s? Something
he's
like
45.
That.
He's been grown.
Yeah, so I say that
Dorian.
To say you got to take care of yourself, dog. Like, it ain't all that, you know, the life he's been living. Mm-hmm. Probably a lot of bad food, a lot of alcohol, a lot of other things.
Can't
late nights, all of that,
you
man.
You can't do all that skiing no more, Ray. You 45, my man.
Mm. You're right.
Yeah. Tyra Banks is now trending after Netflix dropped the trailer for its America's Next Top Model documentary. Now, although the show has been off air for decades now, it is still heavily discussed years after, with many viewers like myself questioning whether certain moments and Tyra's behavior crossed the line. Here's a short preview of that trailer.
It's a TV show to you guys, but this is my life.
I realized Tyra would do anything for the success of her show.
I knew I went too far.
You want to talk about being slapped across the face?
We felt betrayed.
And then slapped right back.
It was very, very intense. But you guys were demanding it, and so we kept pushing more.
I watched that show as a kid, and yeah, it was. When you look back, it's one of those things. Those early 2000s. Even mid, late 2000 shows, even looking at making a band and all of these things, they were extreme and slightly unethical.
Yeah, especially with the way they did to Cara Jones, boy. That's who I had my eye on back in the day.
Yeah, I forgot about the details surrounding her. But
that's fine.
Eva Marcel was one of my favorites.
They said she was plus size back then, but she was like the same size as like Megan Thee Stallion now.
Mm-hmm. Those things always change. It's crazy how things
doing,
are.
Man?
Yeah.
What?
Now that 3-part series premieres on February 16th, and I will be tuned into that.
Be sexy.
What's up, KC? This your boy Sherez Pompey.
CEO, co-owner of the Blueprint KC. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams.
We're bringing in this year with your chance to win a Hot 103 Jams All Access Concert Card. It's free access for you and a guest to attend the biggest hip-hop and R&B concerts, comedy shows, and stage plays coming to KC this year in 2026. If Hot 103 Jams welcomes it, present it, or hosts it, listen in. Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m., and 7 p.m. for that all-access keyword. When you hear it, text the word to 816-900-4103. Bid that 25th texter to qualify. And, D, we recently just had a winner.
Yes, we did. Congratulations to Sarah Medellin. You are now qualified for the Hot 103 Jams All-Access Concert. And like the big homie mentioned, if we welcome it, host it, present it, you and your concert buddy get tickets to it all of 2026. Listen for that next keyword that'll be dropping at 10 a.m.
You know it.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacey Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
It's time to throw it to the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the morning. Her name is Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Stacey, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, Kansas City. This is Attorney Stacey Shaw. And every week I do Stacey Shaw Knows the Law. Every week, I do Faith Justice Victory, and that's a legal education program on KPRT at 11:30. And I never want to get so caught up in the routine and in the monotony of things that I lose touch of why I do this programming in the first place. Right now, we are in crisis in the nation, and no matter what you believe in, no matter what religion you are, where you were born, who your family is, what your political views are. We, right now, if you're under the sound of my voice, you're in America. And right now, I just want to hold space for us as Americans, as we're going through grieving processes. We've lost people to unspeakable violence. People are being arrested. They're being detained. People are terrified. They're not even leaving their house. But if you're right here in America, you came here because you believed in the American dream, that you believe in the American ideal, and you're staying here because of the family and the friends, the connections, and the belief that you still have in this country. And so I just want to hold space for everyone right now who is suffering, who is scared, who is uncertain about tomorrow. This is completely unscripted. I got permission to just hold space, not in a political way, but just in a way because I care about every single person that I meet in Walmart, that I meet out in the streets, that listens to this program. Know that I've been praying for you. I've been praying for your family continuously as I've been on the air over these years. And so even though this is usually just a legal education program, today, I just wanted to uplift every single person that is under the sound of my voice, that I understand you may be grieving, you may be uncertain, you may be scared, but there is still an amazing amount of hope and promise in this country. I have not given up on it. I have not given up on my neighbors, on my family, on my friends. I've not given up on my political leaders. I've not given up on democracy, and I hope that you aren't either. So if you have questions, legal questions outside of just this moment, you can always give me a call at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at StaceyShawLaw.com, and you can find me on all social media at StaceyShawLaw. Remember, today is Tuesday. We are going to be having the KPRT show, Faith Justice Victory, at 11:30. Make sure you tap in. Tell your friends, family members, and church members to come on over there for prayer and for education. And until next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisements.
This is Marquita Miller Joshua with Five Star Tax and Business Solutions. I'm up this morning hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams.
Yes, it is tax season. And what you laughing at, man?
That noise.
Tax season, it began yesterday, D. And over the next 3 months, tens of millions of Americans will be filing their returns for the 2025 tax year. Several key changes are taking effect this year, many of them due to Trump's Big Beautiful Bill legislation. The standard deduction has increased from just over $15,000, almost $16,000 for single filers, to almost $24,000 for heads of households, and $31,500 for married couples filing jointly. Now, Tax professionals said that some Americans who typically take the standard deduction may want to consider itemizing this year because Trump's tax bill temporarily raises the limit on how much of a filer's state and local tax bill they can deduct from their federal taxable income from $10,000 to $40,000. Now, they have something called the state and local tax or SALT deduction. The Trump bill quadrupled that SALT cap through the 2029 tax year. This means that many taxpayers can deduct far more of the taxes they're paying to state and local governments. So also starting this year, Americans age 65 and older can claim a new senior deduction of up to $6,000. Taxpayers can also deduct $10,000, up to $10,000 of interest they paid on loans taken out to buy a new car. Now the catch, the vehicle needs to be assembled in the United States. So also no tax on tips and no tax on overtime too. That's going to be in place this tax year. Mm-hmm. So tip workers can deduct up to $25,000 worth of tips earned from last year from their federal taxable income.
Gotcha.
Ooh, see, that's a lot.
See, this is the time of year where all my cousins, my friends, they got kids. Oh, baby, I know. Hey, shout out to you. This is when you win it.
Paid.
Now, when it's summer and you need somebody to watch little man, don't call my phone.
And that's why you ain't going to get no tax money. Look at you.
I was going to say, you know, unless you...
Making that real money.
Don't do that.
Sprinkle me a little something.
No, don't do that.
Sprinkle me a little something.
Because I know what you talk about.
Pay me too. Pay me too.
But yeah, shout out to all the cousins that got kids. I know they
I need
good.
That money.
You in a bind.
Better call Nate. I don't know who your Nate might be, but get call somebody. Money on.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:27 on your time. It's a high of 27. Currently 14, sunny skies at Village West. Rapper Ice-T reveals the secret behind his successful 25-year marriage and says getting married is like casting for a movie.
I'm married 25 years, Nick.
Wow.
Getting married is like casting for a movie. You know, but you got to find somebody that's ready for all the scenes. The fun scenes, the wild scenes, the rough scenes, the tough scenes. But you're really going to get married to the person that can put up with you.
I feel like that's very true. That makes a lot of sense.
I'm easy to put up with.
That music stop was the perfect response to that.
Shut up, Ryan.
Oh, so I'm not. How am I like difficult to deal with?
I didn't say you were difficult, but you're a Leo, bro.
What like, that mean?
Y'all be.
Let me know what that mean. What that mean?
Y'all be on 10.
Shut up, Brian.
Like, it's like y'all be peacefully on 10.
Yeah. That.
But I don't know. I can't really make it sense. Yeah. So.
Shout out
to the Leos. I can't assassinate y'all character too much.
It's half Leo season, you know, baby. What's
yeah,
up?
All right.
The 6 months till the craziness comes back.
Yeah, you're right about that. Speaking about craziness, in a new letter, Kanye West is issuing a formal apology to both the Black and Jewish communities, as well as anyone else he may have hurt with his past remarks and actions. He speaks about his condition while explaining the things that have transpired over the years.
Figured I don't want to hear it.
Figured the apology was on the way.
Don't want to hear it. Yeah, he must got something to sell.
Yeah, probably.
I don't.
It sounded like he kind of got blackballed a little bit. So there's that.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Aquarius season. Happy birthday to those open-minded, innovative, and unpredictable Aquarius.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending a happy birthday to reality star Ra Ali. Happy birthday to actor and singer, known for his role on the TV series Pose. Happy birthday, Dylan Burnside. Sending over some birthday love to celebrity makeup artist out of Missouri. Happy birthday, Diamond White. Happy heavenly birthday to actor, comedian, and TV personality, Reynaldo Ray. Happy birthday to songwriter, producer, and record exec. He's responsible for talents like Lady Gaga and has worked with Toni Braxton, Destiny's Child, High Five, and so much more. Happy birthday to Vincent Herbert. And last but not least, a happy heavenly birthday to comedian and actor who added so much on hit shows like The Wayans Brothers, The Tracy Morgan Show, Friday. The list can go on. Happy heavenly birthday to John Witherspoon.
I.D. Let's take it home to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Carrie Randall, Hassan Shami, and Elliot Smith. Sending birthday love to Bradley L., Grant McLaughlin, and Terry Lachette. Happy birthday, Sharifa Calloway, Bria Nicole, and Sheena Gatlin. Sending birthday love to Deidre Thomas, Valerie Mashack, Star Williams, and everybody else born on January 27th. Happy birthday, Aquarius. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
What's going on? This is Ezra. What's going on, cuz?
What's up, cousin? You staying warm out there?
Yes, indeed, I am.
All right, what that check engine light looking like, man?
Oh, man, it's real good. You know, that's all.
Okay.
You said real good. I'm like, real good and lit, or?
Yeah, nah, that bug is gone.
Okay,
gas good. Light not on. We looking real good today.
I know, that's
okay,
right.
Period. Well, all right, cousin, we got a chance to get you automatically entered in to win two tickets to go see Neo and Akon for the Nights Like This tour that's happening August 7th in the town, but you got to finish these lyrics with some passion. You ready for that?
Indeed.
I want it, you want it, you want it. I'll see you in the morning. When I put my fingers through your head.
I'm trying to put you to bed. I'm gonna put you to bed.
Hey.
And I'm
gonna
add your body.
Oh,
hey.
Y'all right. This is the first time I'm gonna put you to bed.
I'm gonna put you to bed.
Come on.
Hey. You had a wingman too.
Yeah.
I don't know what y'all feeling like with that type of song. It ain't even 9 a.m. yet.
It don't need to be.
Hey, you got
to
wake up feeling that way.
That's crazy. But you did a phenomenal job, so you are getting those qualifications to automatically enter in to win two tickets to go see Dio at Akon. If you get those tickets, who you taking with you?
Man, I'm going to take my girl with me.
Haha, yeah, keep it like that. You ain't got to say no names, no face, no case.
Yeah.
He told some, yeah, he finna get a phone call right after that, too.
He be all right. He put her to bed.
Of course. That was crazy.
All right, man, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning. Hook your boy up.